Again, the analysis is exactly the same as when we had only four consumers. A decrease in the price increases the number of consumers willing to rent, and therefore the number of apartments rented from 2,000 to 3,000. Those new entries in the market, new consumers, will earn some surplus. This is then added to the consumer surplus that existed when the price was $700. The gain of consumer surplus due to renters entering the market is given by area A in the diagram. Consumer surplus is also increased because those renters who were willing to rent apartments at $700 will now earn even more surplus with the lower price. The increase in surplus to those renters that were renting before is given by area B. When the price goes down from $700 to $500, consumer surplus is increased to area C. This is the total consumer surplus, which is the same as the original consumer surplus at a rent of $700 plus areas A and B.